W Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy abruptly stepped off the stage while speaking at a public event today at Camden County Community College, moments after learning a senior staff member he was in close contact with over the weekend tested positive for COVID-19. As soon as Murphy was informed today, he stepped down saying, I will now unfortunately have to take myself off the field. 2 hours later, both Murphy and the First Lady were tested again, and both tests have come back negative. As a precaution, though, Murphy says he'll quarantine the rest of the week. Meantime, U.S. health officials are redefining what it means to have close contact with someone with COVID. For months, the CDC has said close contact means spending a solid 15 minutes within 6 feet of someone who tested positive. Today, it changed it to a total of 15 minutes or more, so briefer but repeated contacts that add up to 15 minutes now count. Still more questions than answers in Trenton after two brothers, one only 8 years old, the other 16, shot and killed inside their Trenton home last night. Mayor Reed Kishore says investigators don't have a clear motive for the shootings yet, but
there was some type of family gathering beforehand. Whether that's a direct link, that remains to be seen.
Kishore says he is saddened, shocked, and outraged by this latest act of violence. New Jersey's health department has loosened its restrictions on indoor visits to nursing homes, getting in line with the Trump administration to allow more chances for families to see their loved ones as the weather turns colder. The Asbury Park Press says the new directive issued by Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli also allows for rapid antigen testing so long-term care facilities can screen visitors. The state will allow such indoor visits, she says, as long as the facility has not had an outbreak in 14 days. That's down from the original 28 days. A 28-year-old Brick Township woman has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for stabbing her fiancé in the heart with a kitchen knife during a fight in their apartment last year. After listening to more than 2 hours of different versions of what motivated Sierra Williams to kill Dennis Powers, the judge announced the sentence. The 28-year-old has portrayed herself as a domestic violence victim, fending off his abuse. Onboard ticket validators are being installed on every New Jersey Transit bus. The devices allow customers using paper or mobile tickets to minimize personal contact with bus operators by scanning the barcode themselves instead of handing the operator the ticket. These validators also set the stage for other future improvements, such as using
contactless credit cards, debit cards. These will be the machines that will be able to enable us to handle those types of transactions. Instead of cash down the road, you may be able to walk onto the bus, tap your contactless credit card to pay your fare that way.
New Jersey Transit spokesman Jim Smith says the installation, which starts in Oradell, follows a successful pilot program on 6 bus routes based out of the Morris Garage. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. We could hit 80 tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey.
505. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Better news coming in from 78 on the eastbound side. A crash with a car that veered off the roadway completely clear down Warren Township East on 78 near exit 36. Route 9, you've got some crowding up still north and south in the Old Bridge in the Sayreville area. Both spurs of the turnpike to the car and the truck lane still running along pretty well. Parkway, the worst of it has been on the northbound side. 143 or just before that point up to 145. We have a stall in Linden. No wonder so slow on 1 and 9 on the northbound side near Avenue C. That one moved off to the shoulder of the roadway. 287 still a good ride from 80 right down to 440. We still have water main repairs in Tom River northbound at Holiday Road. One lane closed, and also on 35 north in Middletown between Chapel Hill Road and Normandy Road. Not too bad across the Hudson. Tom River's New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Be careful on the turnpike northbound right in between interchanges 5 and 6. We have a spill on the roadway, but it's in the center lane, so you're going to have to skirt each way to get around it. 130 southbound is busy in Cinnaminson, also in Delran, and 70 eastbound, packing them in around Southampton, going in towards 206. 38 eastbound, slow in Southampton towards 206 as well. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic is made possible by Madison Crossing Assisted Living and Memory Care Community, located in Freehold, accepting new residents. They offer exceptional care, vibrant lifestyle, and various floor plans. Ask about their limited time 24-month rate lock. Visit them at madisoncrossing.com. That's Madison Crossing. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 97 points today. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:07.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Our Drive Boo Drive Through Halloween.
A safe, family-friendly way to get treats with your kids. Load up your car with your little ghosts and goblins this Saturday morning, October 24th at 11 a.m. and head to Flemington Department Stores at Routes 202 and 31 in Flemington. The first 200 cars in our drive-thru gets a free bag of sweet treats, courtesy of Wegmans. Thanks to our sponsor, Flemington Department Stores. It's worth the trip. This Saturday morning, October 24th at 11 a.m., the Drive-Boo Drive-Through Halloween Spooktacular Fun from New Jersey 101.5.
At JCPenney's Power
News Time 510, now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Fog could once again be a problem for New Jersey overnight as the temperature drops to meet the dew point around 60 degrees. If you drive into an area of reduced visibility, be sure to decrease your speed, increase your following distance, and use low beam headlights or fog lights only. Tomorrow looks great, mostly sunny and warm, highs 75 to 80 degrees. But Friday we go in the other direction, thanks to a breeze blowing off the ocean. Highs only upper 60s to lower 70s with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a quick shower at some point on Friday, too. Bouncing back to the 70s on Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, but Sunday, big change, only 50s, much cooler, with clouds and showers to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Hamilton Honda. Look for spectacular fall savings right now at Hamilton Honda, where you're set for life with lifetime oil and filter changes and car washes. Call them at 609-528-2600 or visit them online at HamiltonHonda.net. Neptune, 68 degrees. Pompton Plains, 67. Hamilton, 68. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.